or at thefingroup.com.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says we have a slight chance of rain late today, better chance overnight and into tomorrow, but then clearing up for the weekend. Details on the weather in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois' top leaders met yesterday, but even as they attempt to come to a consensus on important policy issues, such as a new state budget, the wedge between them is growing deeper. Amanda Vinicky has more.
The meeting took place after a memo calling for the possible impeachment of Governor Rod Blagojevich became public. The document comes from House Speaker Mike Madigan and gives Democratic House candidates instructions for how to deal with the media or voters' questions about impeachment. It's a scathing catalog of supposed wrongs, including a 30-item rundown titled Blagojevich's Misdeeds and Malfeasance. Already, the governor and legislative leaders haven't been able to agree on a budget, and House Republican leader Tom Cross says little headway was made on that at the latest meeting.
The Democrat leadership in the state of Illinois has got to learn to talk, even if they don't like each other.
Cross says Madigan's fight with Blagojevich has also hindered passage of a statewide infrastructure plan. According to Roosevelt University political scientist Paul Green, the memo won't help any.
Clearly, if there was any chance of reconciliation between the governor and the speaker, this about sort of makes that impossible.
The governor's spokespeople say Madigan's memo is an attempted distraction from the impasse. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Two Democratic candidates in East Central Illinois say they did not receive the memo, including 103rd District Representative Naomi Jacobson of Urbana and 104th District candidate, challenger, Lori DeYoung of Fithian. Convicted political fundraiser Tony Rezko claims in a letter written 2 months before his conviction on corruption charges that federal prosecutors pressured him to tell them about wrongdoing by Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama or by Governor Blagojevich. But in the letter to U.S. District Judge Amy St. Eve, which she placed in the file this week, Rezko says he was never involved in any wrongdoing with either Obama or Blagojevich. He also wrote that he wouldn't make up stories about them in an attempt to benefit himself. Rezko's attorney, Joseph Duffy, said yesterday there's never been any indication the government is investigating anything about Obama. And Obama spokesman Ben LaBolt told the Chicago Tribune there's been no suggestion during the entire course of the trial that Obama was involved in any improper action or conduct involving Tony Rezko. A Champaign County board member says he's supporting the work that a consultant could provide in reviewing the finances of the county's nursing home. Alan Udo also sits on the county's new nursing home board of directors, which this morning is discussing a potential $160,000 a year, 3-year contract with Management Performance Associates. The nursing home faces monthly deficits of about $100,000, partly because a nursing shortage has forced the facility to hire more expensive contract nurses. But Nudo says a disproportionately high number of Medicaid patients compared to those on Medicare is his chief concern.
And with that comes marketing, positive attitude about what the nursing home has always brought to the county residents as far as its ability to take care of people in a kind, generous, caring way, and still be able to make it on its own in a viable way.
If approved by the advisory committee today and the consulting contract would come before the county board and pass next week, there was also a plan to loan the nursing home nearly $600,000, and Nudo says he's backing both initiatives. A former fire chief in Champaign could become the city's future fire chief after interviews over the next few days. Doug Forsman is the only candidate from about 40 initial applicants for the chief's post. He served as fire chief for 12 years before leaving for Oklahoma State University in 1992. He's now a fire chief in Greeley, Colorado. Forsman says he'd love to come back to Champaign to round out his career after serving 43 years in the firefighting profession.
We have roots in the Midwest, and the Champaign Fire Department and city government is very, very well run, and something that I think is a challenge in a growing community. I would like to take that on again.
City Manager Steve Carter says Forsman's hiring is not certain, pending the interview process, but his qualifications far exceeded any other candidate. Forsman says he's looking at retiring in another 4 to 6 years. A longtime advocate of medical marijuana was on his way to take a house cat to somebody in Kansas City when he was arrested by police in Mattoon. That's according to the attorney for Dana Beal. Beal is a veteran of the Youth International Party, or Yippies. He's accused of money laundering. Prosecutors in Coles County say police found the 61-year-old transporting bags with more than $150,000 in cash when they confronted him at a Steak and Shake restaurant where Beal and three other people had stopped. Beal's being held on $250,000 bail. Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from The Beef House, off I-74 at Route 63 in Covington, Indiana, serving the Ileana area since 1965. Reservations available at 765-793-3947.
It's 8:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us now for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, we're looking for a little more rain before another pretty good weekend. We've had a couple of drying days, but I guess, you know, you were mentioning earlier, and I saw this in my yard yesterday too, the topsoil is already dry. Despite all of that rain we had, I had to water some flowers.
Yeah, there's cracks in the ground.
That's insanity.
Out there, you know, we had heavy rain on Saturday morning. We had lots of rain before that, but
yeah.
I guess what that what